I'd like you to turn to John chapter 6 this evening. John chapter 6, as we consider the theme of using the sacraments rightly. And we'll be looking, I'll be reading the text here, verses 25 through 58, which is a fairly lengthy text, but my comments will be fairly brief this evening on the passage tonight. John chapter 6, we'll begin our reading in verse 25. We'll read on through to the verse right before the last verse of the chapter, verse 58. Let's give our attention to the reading of God's Word. When they found him on the other side of the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you are seeking me not because you saw signs, but because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on him God the Father has set his seal." Then they said to him, "What must we do to be doing the works of God?" Jesus answered them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he has sent." So they said to him, "Then what sign do you do that we may see and believe you? What work do you perform? Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus then said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." They said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him should have eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." They said, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How does he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not grumble among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they will all be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except him who is from God. He has seen the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven so that one may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh." The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever feeds on my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me, and I in him. As the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever feeds on me, he also will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not as the fathers ate and died. Whoever feeds on this bread will live forever. We'll end our reading at that point. Please bow with me in prayer. Father, your holy word is the product of your Holy Spirit. And we see that many within the church in that day did not understand your word. And we beg of you that you would pour out your Spirit so that we might have a better understanding of what your Son has said here concerning himself, concerning his flesh, concerning eternal life that can be ours. And so we pray you might guide us tonight and just give us a glimpse of what it means to be united to Christ and to benefit in the ways that he has offered here. And so help us, O Lord. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Whenever God gives us anything, or whenever he commands us to do something, we need to be aware that Satan is going to be at work seeking to make us sin in our attempts at obedience or our attempts at walking by faith. If we seek to walk in obedience, Satan will try to get us to take pride in our actions, or he'll get us to try to look down upon others that we perceive as not performing as good as we are in our obedience to God's commands. If we seek to be built up in our most holy faith, Satan will make us lazy in duties or scornful of those who talk about walking circumspectly. And if Satan cannot get us to sin overtly in ways of either commission or omission, he's going to seek to make you do what should come last first, and he'll seek to hinder you from doing that which should come first and have you do that last. In the text before us tonight, we see that Jesus has clearly stated, and as we've read, I hope that this has been clear to you, that eternal life is to be found in him alone. He is the bread which comes down from heaven, and it is through faith alone in him alone that one gains eternal life. But notice the reactions from those who heard him here. They immediately get caught up in a discussion of how he can be the bread from heaven and how Jesus can give his flesh for them to eat. In other words, they thoroughly miss and misunderstand what Jesus has said here. But even though the Jews here on this occasion do not understand what Jesus is saying throughout this passage, we can benefit. Lord willing, we can benefit from this discourse as Jesus gives us principles for using the sacraments rightly in this passage. The first thing that we need to understand when we come to participate in the sacraments is that there are two men at work when they are being administered. There are two men at work when they are administered. That is, just as you see with your physical eyes, a man administering the bread and the wine. Just as you see a man doing that, you also need to see with your eyes of faith. You need to see the man, Jesus, giving His flesh and His blood for you. You see, there are the physical acts that Christ's ministers do during the administration of the sacrament, and then there is the spiritual acts that Christ Himself is accomplishing within the recipients of the sacraments. And the focus that you must have is upon Jesus Christ, that man, the man Jesus Christ, and what He is doing to you spiritually. Jesus makes this point, and I have quoted here verse 32 in your outline. He makes this point when He says to the Jews, "Truly, truly, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave you the bread from heaven, but My Father gives you the true bread from heaven." You see, Jesus is saying that it was wrong for the Jews to have focused so much on the man Moses to the neglect of focusing upon the Father who was the real giver of manna, the real giver of the bread from heaven. You see, while Moses might have had something to do with the earthly administration of that manna, it was ultimately God the Father who was giving life to His people. And it is the Father who gave Christ the true bread from heaven. And it is Jesus Christ, that true bread then, who gives, who has given His life for His people. And therefore, I plead with you tonight, as a minister of Jesus Christ, to look to Him tonight when you come to the sacrament and view Him, see Him with the eyes of faith tonight. When I hand you the bread and the wine, look to Him and receive His flesh and His blood. You need to be aware that there are two men at work tonight. One can hand you a piece of bread. One can hand you a sip of wine. But the other can give you salvation and give you eternal life. And this then brings up the next point. And that is that there are then two offers. Just as there are two men at work in the administration of the sacraments, Jesus Christ and His minister, there are then two different offers being put before you. The minister can give you a physical token. Jesus Christ can give you Himself. You see, the bread and the wine is presented physically before you as a sign and seal of a greater offer. And that greater offer is presented to you inwardly and spiritually. And it is offered to your soul. I can hand you something that you can place in your hand, that you can grab with your hand, that you can put in your mouth. But Jesus is offering to you something that is only able to be received at the soul level, to be received spiritually. And so I can tell you, take hold of these tokens. I can call you to accept this sign in His name. But Jesus bids you to take hold of the reality that is ultimately behind the sign. He calls you to take hold of Himself, to accept Him and His offer of forgiveness in the gospel. And thus, notice Jesus says here in the discourse, in verse 27, He calls you to look that way. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give to you. For on Him God the Father has set his seal. And then Jesus goes on and he identifies himself. I am that food. I am that bread. And therefore, you need to hear what the Father has said about the Son. He has put his seal on him. And you need to be seeking tonight not the bread and the wine that I can hand to you. You need to be seeking that food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. This then brings us to the third matter we want to look at tonight from this text, and that is the fact that in the administration of the sacrament, there are then in use, there are two instruments. As there are two men at work, and as there are two offers being laid before you, there are also then two instruments that are to be used in this reception. There is to receive the physical tokens of bread and wine, you need to have a body. You need to have hands or at least a mouth to be able to receive them. To receive Jesus Christ and His righteousness, though, you must have faith. Jesus is emphatic throughout this discourse about this truth. When they ask him, what can we be doing to do the works of God? He says the work of God is to believe in the Son. The way to come to Christ is to believe in Him. Verse 35. Whoever believes in Him has eternal life. Verse 47. And therefore it is imperative that we absolutely never confuse the consumption of the bread and the wine with the reception of Christ by faith. The bread and the wine are only external, physical, temporal tokens of an internal, spiritual, eternal reality. Your hands can take hold of the symbols, but your faith is the only thing that can take hold of the reality. And finally, then, this brings us to the last matter that I want us to consider this evening, and that is that in the participation in the sacraments, there can be then two outcomes. Two outcomes. If you come to the Lord's table tonight, if you come to the Lord's table at any time, and you think that you are going to benefit from merely the doing of the thing, then you are going to go away empty tonight. If you think that by taking a bit of bread and by drinking a little wine, that this is going to benefit you without seeking by faith the reality behind these tokens, then you are going to go away from here tonight empty. You can take the Lord's Supper every day. You could take the Lord's Supper every day for your entire life and never benefit from it. You can take the Lord's Supper from the day you're born and you could still end up in hell. You can feed it to infants. You can feed it to the immoral. You can feed it to the dying. And it will not change a thing until they receive the reality that is being signified in it by faith. And thus Jesus says here that there is a food that endures to eternal life. He says there is an ultimate true bread. The manna wasn't that true bread. He himself was. Whoever gets this true food will never hunger, will never thirst again. Whoever eats this true food, as he says in verse 50, will never die. And this true food, this true bread, as Jesus identifies it, is Himself. That's who you're seeking. And thus He calls us to feed on Him so that we will live forever and never die. In fact, if you don't look to Christ as you partake of the sacraments, you will get nothing but a little piece of bread and a little sip of wine. That's all you're going to go away with tonight. And you will be radically dissatisfied. It will do nothing for your spiritual condition. It will do nothing for your soul. It will do nothing for you today. It will do nothing for you tomorrow. You must receive Christ by faith, or you will come away from here tonight empty. And therefore, as you come to the table tonight, I implore you to be thinking and remembering that there are two men at work in the sacrament. One you can see with your physical eyes. The other you must apprehend. You must see with the eyes of faith. And therefore, as you come tonight, ultimately look to the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, tonight as you come to the table. He will give you that eternal food that one can eat and never die. Remember also that you are being offered two things tonight. You are being offered a sign and a reality. And therefore, as you hold that sign in your hand, and as you put that sign in your mouth, you need to look past the sign to the reality that is Jesus Christ and His saving work for you. And you need to remember that there are two ways to receive these two offers tonight. There are two instruments that are used in the partaking of the sacraments. That is your mouth and your face. Therefore, open wide the mouth of faith and consume Jesus Christ tonight. Get Him, get His life for you, commune with Him, receive Him afresh as food for your soul tonight. And finally, if you partake of Christ by faith tonight, the promise is that you will go away satisfied. You will not walk away simply having your body provoked by this little tease of food, this little bit of wine. You will go away having received Him. You will go away satisfied. His flesh is true food. His blood is true drink. If you take Him as He offers Himself to you, by faith alone, there is no other way to get Jesus than by faith alone, then you will receive eternal life. Let's pray together. Father, we pray now as we come to engage ourselves at the table of Christ, O Lord, keep us from the error of the Jews on this occasion, when they could not understand the difference between the physical reality and the spiritual reality. Lord, I pray that as each one comes to the table tonight and seeks to commune here, that they would be hungering and thirsting for Jesus Christ and Him alone. Make them utterly dissatisfied in the mere physical tokens. Make them desire and be hungry and grab hold of and eat by faith the glorious, gracious promise of Christ that is herein signified to them. And so, Lord, be with us tonight. May Jesus be glorified as we seek Him and Him alone by faith. God, we ask these things of You and we pray them in His name. Amen. I'd like you to get your psalm books and let's sing Psalm 105, Selection E, in response tonight. Let's go ahead and we'll remain seated as we sing. This speaks of the mighty acts of God and the way He dealt sacramentally with His people throughout the Old Testament, giving them quails, giving them bread from heaven, splitting the rock and having water gush out. And at all these turns, every one of these things is told to us, this was to show them Christ. He was who they were to apprehend. He was who they were to drink and feast upon. And so let's be thinking about that as we sing 105E. We'll sing stanzas 18 through 22. Words of institution tonight will come from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. You can either turn there with me or I'll try to read clearly so you can hear God's word and the words of institution. I'm going to read on past just the words of institution to Paul's comments on through verse 32. So 1 Corinthians chapter 11, beginning in verse 23. And going on through verse 32. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it, and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way also He took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until He comes. Whoever therefore eats the bread and or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of the Lord. Let a person examine himself then, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment on himself. That is why many of you are weak and ill, and some have died. But if we judged ourselves truly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged by the Lord, we are disciplined so that we may not be condemned along with the world. While it is the case that baptism marks solemn admission into the visible church, and we saw that this morning with little Rex's baptism, the Lord's Supper is given for the spiritual nourishment and the strengthening of faith of believers. And as we've discussed tonight, the right use of the sacraments, discerning the Lord's body, is a prerequisite for benefiting from the Lord's Supper. This is the case because the sacrament is not designed to work by simply consumption of physical elements. It is designed to work by getting us to more and more put our faith upon and receive by faith Jesus Christ and His righteousness. The sacrament is a sign of His broken body and His shed blood. And therefore, the warning is that if you are not coming to the table tonight hungry for Jesus Christ, if you're not coming seeking by faith Him, more of Him, because you are convinced that you desperately need Him, that you cannot live without Christ, then you are not ready to come to the table tonight. Our congregation and our conviction is that we require a meeting with the elders of the church to be invited to the table, because we want to discern whether or not you have a credible profession of faith. Do you love Christ and do you recognize your need for Him? This gives us an indication of why you would be coming to the table. And so, if you haven't met with the elders and publicly professed your faith, officially and publicly, or if you're not a member of one of our sister churches and we don't know that, then we would ask you to please just observe tonight. But also, if you've been here for any number of time, and tonight you still don't have a clue about what is going on when you come to the Lord's table, and you think that somehow just doing this, coming, and in that sense without faith, that somehow just taking these physical elements, that that's going to somehow nourish you and build you up in your spiritual life, you should not come. There are two men at work tonight, and you are benefiting only from one of them and not the important one. There are two offers being made here. I hand out a physical token. Christ offers you Himself. And there's two ways of participating tonight. You can take that bread and that wine in your mouth, and that could be the end of it. Or you can open wide the mouth of faith, and you can feast upon Jesus Christ. And that is the way to participate in the sacraments, because there's two outcomes. And if you only seek the physical, you will not be fed tonight. But if you know Jesus tonight, and if you are hungering and you are thirsting for Him, then the call is to come to the table tonight seeking your Savior. Come by faith, seeking to be nourished upon Him, to be built up in Him, so that your soul might prosper. Come and feast upon Jesus tonight. I'd like us to sing as we come to the table. Please rise to your feet, taking your psalm books with you. And let's sing Psalm 145, Selection C, as we come to the Lord's table this evening.